Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Hello, kids. Let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Hey, it is episode 41
of
the Kelly Mano Podcast. Thank you for hanging out with us. I am here with my best buddy, Hoss.
Yup.
Producer Gary.
Hello.
Getting you through your long work week. Almost there, guys. Almost to the weekend. What was the first thing I was going to tell? Oh, I know what I was going to tell you guys. Guess who's been spraying deodorant in her hair for a week?
For real?
Yes. So,
is that different than dry shampoo?
Apparently, because on the picture, on the back, there's a lady spraying it in her armpit.
Oh.
So I was at Target about a week ago, and I passed a sale on dry shampoo. And for men who don't know what that is, it's this powdery stuff that girls can spray in their hair to, like, soak up the oil and get you a few more weeks out of your, or a few more days out of your wash.
I had long hair, and I used it for a while.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I didn't hair pass my shoulders, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, I didn't even know dry shampoo existed 5 years ago.
I knew about it just from being on the road with bands.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of rock stars, guys or girls, have long hair.
Right.
And there's days on end where you don't get
a
shower.
To wash it.
So dry shampoo is a necessity.
So I'm at Target, and I'm out of my dry shampoo, and I don't live close to a Sephora to get my normal stuff. So I'm like, oh, it's on sale. I'll grab Dubs. And I was literally sitting down last night to get on Facebook and tell everybody how hideously horrible this dry shampoo is. And I flip it over to be like, what the hell? And it's got a lady spraying it in her armpit. And the other night, I had sprayed so much of it in my hair that it smelled so bad.
Really?
That I had to put a shower cap over my head.
Oh, wow.
And Rocky's like, why are you wearing that, Mom? I'm like, oh, this stuff I put in my hair smells bad and it's giving me a headache.
Like, I'm funky.
Well, it says dry spray on the front.
Yeah.
And then teeny tiny in the bottom, it says antiperspirant.
Huh.
Yes.
So is it like non-aerosol spray deodorant?
Yeah, like it's like...
like a pump?
Yes. And I thought, this makes my hair feel like straw. It felt like straw and grease because you lay the dry shampoo on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you... and I'm like, this
like
is...
like Aquanet back in the 80s.
Yes. I'm like, this is the worst stuff I've ever had in my life. Was getting ready to go on and rant about it and then flipped the can over and saw the lady's armpit and thought, oh,
that's not
shit.
That's not my head.
I'm like, I have not been putting this in my armpits. I've been spraying this in my hair for a week now.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That lady's got a weird place boob. Like, they didn't give her a nipple or something. So this is the stripper...
that is... unfortunate.
Yeah.
That person fails art class.
Speaking of art class, how have we not called about the new modeling yet? Did you guys see that?
I did.
There's an advertisement for a nude modeling. But, okay, Gary, do me a favor and get out your Googler.
Okay.
And Google St. Charles Community College.
Well, I can just look up on Facebook. And...
but it didn't have the number.
Oh, okay.
So they're looking for models for a nude art modeling class.
So do you have to do like full frontal, or can you do the Red Hot Chili Peppers thing and wear a sock?
Well,
over
I want Gary to call and find out.
Okay.
I want him to call. I don't know if they're answering it this time of day.
Probably not.
We might have to do this on another day, but I want to call and find out. I mean, there's people out there looking for jobs everywhere.
Oh, for right. Sure. Does this pay or is this volunteer?
No, it pays.
Oh, all right.
Speaking of jobs, my friend Carlos is an Uber driver, and guess who he picked up the other night after the game?
Who?
Robbie Fabry.
Nice.
And so Rob Fabry.
Good for him.
Yeah, Robbie Fabry gets in his car, and I guess somehow they get to talking about it, and Carlos figures out he's a hockey player.
Right.
And then Carlos is like, oh, you know, my buddy at work, Jim, his wife, Kelly, they've got their pig, Piggy Smalls, and they put it all together. It's like, I'm the Kevin Bacon of St. Louis.
That's awesome.
It's like, how do you, like, I think I know everybody in St. Louis through somebody.
That's pretty awesome.
But yeah, I mean, because he's a young kid, right?
I think he just turned 19.
Yeah, so maybe he went out and was, like, being responsible and...
hey, you know what? Good for him. Even if he is going somewhere and doing something that he's not supposed to do for the next 2 years.
Oh, that's right. He's not 21 yet.
But at least he's being responsible about it.
Yeah.
Now, my real question is, does he need two Ubers, one for him and one for his eyebrows?
No. His eyebrow, listen, he has grown into his eyebrows.
And he is not nearly as bad as Matt D'Agostini was.
Oh, no, that dude was all eyebrows.
Yeah. No, I think that,
hey, his eyebrows can be visible from space if he keeps putting the puck in the net. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, we don't care. You just keep skating good, buddy. Where, did you get the number?
I do. I have the number.
Okay. But we have the stripper coming in.
Right.
We do.
I kicked my entire family out of the house for the stripper.
Okay.
Except for the pig.
Right.
Because, and does she have a name? We just keep calling her the stripper.
She does. I know her name, and then I know her name.
Name. Okay, so we
so
don't,
I'm not sure which she wants me to
I guess
say
when
yet.
She gets here, right. Will. And I guess I really didn't have to, like, kick my whole family out. I don't think she's going to walk in and, like.
I got to tell you, she's a huge Blues fan, so she's probably going to want to give Piggy a pet or two.
That's, like, but, like, I was thinking, like, my kids are home. Like, she's going to be walking in like, a thong and pasties. Like,
oh, no.
I need to get the kids
she,
out.
She even asked, she's like. She goes, what do I need to wear? And I was like, dude, we're going to be in sweatshirts and jeans. I was like, be comfortable. She's like, you are all my speed.
Yes. Well, so we've always interviewed cool people, like, on our show. Yeah. And I like interviewing people with neat jobs that other people don't have every day. And we've got all these cool questions for
Absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not Howard Stern. I don't want to know what she does.
Who you've blown in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
But I want to know, like, what does your grandma think that you do? And what was it like your first time on stage? And
well,
what, you know, things like that.
I will say that we've been Facebook messaging over the course of the last couple of weeks setting this up.
Yeah.
And she has found the discussion page. And she was laughing hysterically
Good.
At some of the questions that people were suggesting. So I think it's going to be fun. She seems totally cool and down to earth, and I think she's going to be a good time.
Woohoo! Well, she should be here by the time we get back from our next break.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We will be right back.
Ooh. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. More ears. So what you got to say? I hope you're bubbling it, baby. Now bubbling in my way, let it rain. Ain't no sort up in the game. Still want you the same. Ain't a thing changed. Instead of knocking boots, we be kicking down Gore-Tex. Except it ain't
Gore-Tex. The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City. They are the OG of the Kelly Mano podcast. They are the original gangster. They have been advertising with the show since I started. JM Motors specializes in pre-owned cars. They're located in Granite City, Illinois. Just how far from the Arch Hoss?
10 minutes.
There you go. They've got a website. It's jmmotorsauto.com. And every time you mention the Kelly Mano Show, you get a free gas card for $50.
Holla!
Holla! If you have good credit, perfect, because they work with several credit unions that they can get you financed. If you've fallen on hard times, or maybe you've had a rough couple of years, your credit is bad, or maybe you've got a kid who's turning 16 and doesn't have any credit, they are buy here, pay here lot, which means they can finance you on the spot. Everybody should have their tax returns back by now, which means it's a great time of year to buy a car. They specialize in pre-owned cars, but they have just as big of a lot as any of the big dealerships. Make sure you check them out on Facebook as well. If you want to drive by, their address is 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois, or visit their website, jmmotorsauto.com.
Used to this.
All right, now we're going.
Okay.
Ready? For real this time.
Yeah.
Hey, dirty. Look at that girl right there. Oh, she makes you say,
boom. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Do what you do.
All right, we are back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, episode 41, and the moment that Hoss and Gary have been waiting for. our exotic dancer is here. Now, my first question is it stripper or exotic dancer, or do you not care?
I personally don't care, but a lot of people that don't have my job, it's kind of funny. They're like, no, girl, don't let them call you stripper. You are a dancer.
You
I'm like,
a dancer.
What the hell do you care? Why are you...
I didn't know
it's because we have to be offended about everything in today's culture.
I actually just posted a meme the other day. It was like, the earth is getting so soft now, I could make fun of myself and other people would get offended.
Absolutely.
I actually did make fun of myself on the internet not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I used to have green hair. If you look at my Facebook, actually, there's a picture of me, like, dark green
right.
to lime green hair. You guys
right.
have seen the movie,
yeah.
The Gremlins.
Right.
Absolutely.
The one with the green hair that's walking around.
Oh, yeah.
So I spliced the pictures, and I put me next to
the gremlin.
And I was just like, if you can't make fun of yourself, you can't, you're
exactly.
really not fun at all. And people are like, oh my God, you're wearing a sports bra on that picture. I'm like, people run around the block in this. What's your problem?
Again.
It got reported for nudity.
Oh
so
my God.
I get reported for nudity more than any person I've ever met on the
because
internet.
Because we can't not get offended. Right.
Yet all of these people are following my naked Twitter account.
Exactly.
Right. Of course they are.
Now, so before we get too far into this, I kind of told you out there that we like to have people on the show with jobs that are not normal. Okay.
Right.
So being a stripper, I don't think is a normal job.
It's not.
I would think that it's a job that people would have a lot of questions about.
Sure.
And so if we want to kind of like backtrack to the very, very beginning, my first question would be, how long have you been a stripper? How long have you been dancing?
I have been dancing, actually. My 9-year stripperversary was on Halloween.
Wow.
And a lot of people look at me and they're like, there's no way you're over 22, 23. I'm
right.
Like, well, then I was extremely illegal, I guess, when I started. But no,
right.
I'm 29.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, is Ashley your real name, or is
Ashley,
that like a stage name?
Ashley is my real name, and my stage name is actually kind of funny because it has to do with my real name.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
My stage name is Mary Kate.
Oh,
okay.
So people are like, oh, Mary Kate, where's Ashley? I was like, oh my God, I've never heard that before.
Right.
Nobody has ever asked me that.
Was it a conscious choice when you went?
Yes, because I was just like, you know what, like alter ego type thing. Like
got
you got the good twin, the bad twin.
Right.
So and at the time, Mary Kate was like very bad.
Is it weird that I just made that connection like right now when you explained it?
I got it.
Gosh.
That's because I watch Full House every single night with my kids.
Yes, I was. I was certainly like a Full House.
Speaking of my kids, I kicked them all out of the house because for some reason I thought you were going to like show up in pasties and a thong.
Nope.
You know,
we were talking about that.
That is a really big thing people have. They're like, well, I don't want her on my kids. Like, she dances naked for old men. I'm like, I dance topless for people, men and women.
Yes.
Ages 21 and up.
And it's not like you're going to walk into a house and see a 7-year-old and be like, well, I guess I must give you a lap dance
right?
now. That's what I do.
A lot.
Same thing. For my son, before they met, she was like, oh, I don't want him to be around a stripper. And I'm like,
I put my clothes on when I leave work.
Right,
right. Right.
So this strange voice in the background is your fiance.
Yes,
and
fiance.
What is your name?
Jace.
Okay. And really, I kicked them out because obviously we're talking about adult content.
Exactly.
Sure.
But at the same time, it is refreshing to see that, hey, you show up in clothes.
I know.
Look at there.
I'm not as offensive as people think I am.
Right. Not at all. And so, you know, I think I have a question for you, and then I'm going to kind of answer it for you.
Okay. Sounds about right for
a
woman.
Well, yeah, because I want to clear up. That's a good one.
I want
to help clear up, like, misconceptions people have about strippers.
That's why I do this. That's why I go, like, this isn't my first time letting people ask me these. I actually did it on The Point before.
Oh, yeah. We love The Point.
Well, and you mentioned Lux earlier. Was it 2 weeks ago when I put out the message going, for real, we're looking for
a stripper
to interview. Lux immediately sent me a message and says, you need to get Ashley.
Yeah, I'm a good advocate.
And made the introduction.
So my first, I think that the first misconception that people think of with people who dance for a living is that they came from broken homes, they all have family issues.
Yes.
They're
working their way through college.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
So what is the ratio of girls that you know and work with that did come from really hard backgrounds and had a lot of, like, went through a lot of things? And then how many girls do you know that dance that, like, mom and dad's still married, everything's fine, brother went and was a doctor? Like, what?
Honestly, and, like, this is going to shock a lot of people, like, I'm the biggest daddy's girl in the world.
Okay.
Every time my dad's in and out of town. Like, I'm almost 30 years old, I cry when my dad goes out of town.
Right.
Nice.
But I would say less than 5% of the girls I've met over all of the years of dancing have actually came from some kind of broken home type thing.
Wow. So it's a big misconception.
It's huge. Like, people think that, like, we were, like, molested or we had some kind of sexual
big trauma.
When we were younger. And that's so far from the truth. Like, we're actually extremely comfortable with ourselves and we know who we are and we know who we're not. And we were raised to not let people put us down, and that's why we can get on a stage and be confident in ourselves. And if somebody whispers something, we're like, hey, you're in our house, like, get the hell out if you've got a problem.
Right.
Right.
And you guys have, like, bouncers and stuff there to, like, take care of you. And well, first of all, we can
first of all, pause this. Oh, hang on.
There's a guy getting a flyer out of my front yard because my house is for sale, and we have the windows open, and we're talking about stripping.
And Molly is not having it.
Yeah, well, there was a sign on top of that says, honey, stop here. Yeah, stop the car.
Well, he stopped.
don't mind the conversation. Right?
he's gonna knock on the door. Can I come in?
This is totally staying.
Yes, this can
this
stay.
Sounds intriguing. Can I come in? Is this right? Home
yes.
house?
Does she come with the house? hey, if I gotta help you out, I'll throw in a free lap.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll help you out.
That. So tell me about, okay, Gary.
See, that was him, not me.
No. My God, you guys have never been this participatory.
And I'm the single one. And I'm the single one.
Yes, why? Yes.
I think I caught on to the fact that there was, like, money or something laying around here because, I mean, we came straight to this place.
Oh,
like,
right.
Obviously, my stripper radar was going off like crazy.
I will tell you, the stripper radar is a real thing.
Is it like Gaydar?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, like Dick Dar. Like, when a guy walks out of the mall, and yep. he doesn't even make eye contact with me, and sometimes he just loops around, and he looks at me, he's like, hey, and I'm like, your Dick Dar is way off the charts, man. how did this happen?
The last 6 months that I worked at The Point, I had a weekly remote at, it was then Deja Vu, now Larry Flint's, and they would pay me cash so that, I didn't have to pay taxes, whatever.
Ugh.
They would pay me at all different hours of the night.
Yeah.
And it was never, like, out in public that they would pay me. I swear to God, those girls knew the minute that I got $300 passed to me.
It's like
boom.
It's kind of like you gain an instinct, like almost like a new animal instinct. We're evolving, so watch out.
What
you
was...
You just see, like, money?
Right.
There's money here.
What was... Where were you when it crossed your mind? Like, hey, maybe I should do this for a living. Were you in school? Had you graduated high school?
Yes, I was 19 when I was first thinking about it because, believe it or not, lack of tatas. I was working at Hooters with 7 bras on and duct tape, making sure I looked good in that damn tank top.
The old water bras.
Oh, my God. Not even just that, but, like, a bra on top of a bra with that jelly insert crap.
Yes.
And my nipples were, like, taped together.
So you were working at Hooters.
I have so many. We could do a whole segment on the fallacies that is dating a woman. And you come home and she takes her clothes off and everything's gone.
It's such false advertising. That's why I don't even bother to wear bras anymore. I was like, you take it off and it's like womp womp, like a limp damn balloon.
You like shake out the shirt, like where did it go?
Right. Yeah.
Like contour, like makeup on like their cleavage.
Yes, the contour makeup is a big thing.
I think men should just start doing it. Like, hey, if you're gonna do it, you can make ourselves look
I'm just gonna start putting like 4 socks in my jeans.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't let her finish her question.
Yeah.
So you're 19.
I was working my butt off. I was going to school. I think at the time I was at Lindenwood University, which is where I started.
Yeah.
And I was going to school Monday through Friday, you know, 8 to like 3 p.m. And then I was going to work.
Wait tables.
And, you know, even though I had scholarships, like, believe it or not, straight A student, like varsity soccer all 4
Good
years.
For you.
Like, I was the model like child. I really was. Like I was nice, I was funny, I was popular, I did my homework, I wanted nothing to do with boys, like, never had boy problems and stuff in high school, but...
And then you thought, who introduced you to this job?
I was working so much, and I had this girlfriend, her name was Stephanie, and I'm gonna leave out her last name just out of respect.
Sure, sure.
But she never told me that she was a dancer, and, you know, she was bi, so she would date girls and then date guys sometimes. But I was working so much, and then my grades for the first time in my life started slipping.
Whoa.
For the first time ever. And I was like, I was getting B's in college, and I was like, all right, well, you know, I just need to step it up a little bit. And then next thing you know, I'm like, I got my first C in my life when I was a freshman in college, and I was like, okay, I'm not used to this. Like,
you were working so
I was working so much and still not being able to pay my bills because you have off nights and on nights as a waitress.
Sure.
You know, you do. Just like.
And we all do that, did the college thing.
Oh,
where, it was at a radio station, you know, and it was like. There were some days where I was not back in my dorm room. Like, I'd leave at 8 a.m. and get home at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then you still have homework.
Exactly.
And you still have to find time to eat. You have to find time to sleep and make yourself not look like a zombie. I mean, showers hardly exist in college.
Ain't that the truth?
And especially when I was in dorms. So I had 4 girls sharing one
bathroom.
You look back on living on campus in college, and it's really amazing that anybody hooks up with anyone in college, because we're all so funky smelling
and disgusting.
And disgusting.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
And yeah, bad well, topics. I don't have a sense of smell, so I kind of smell like a snake. Like, my sense of taste is like through the roof. So
really?
I would walk in and be like, I tasted that you just shit. This is awful. Oh. It was like a poop sandwich in my mouth. It was awful.
So tell me what was, I guess, so you heard about this from your friend Stephanie.
Well, my grades started slipping. I was telling her about it. Uh-huh. I think we were like at lunch or dinner or something. And she was like, well, you know, I got to tell you something that, you know, a lot of people don't know about me. And I was like, all right, what? Like, I already know something about, I've known you for like 6 years at this point. Like, what the hell could you tell me that I don't know? She was like, well, I'm a dancer. And I didn't believe her.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm serious. And then, you know, she told me where she worked. She worked at one of the PTs.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, you should give it a try. I work 2 days a week from like noon to six. And I'm, you know, I make at least $300 a day.
Wow.
At least. And I was like, you know, and at that time, being 19, I was like, well, that's a lot for one day.
Sure.
And she was like, well, sometimes I make like a grand. And I'm like, no, there's no way.
Right. Wow. Okay, so now I want to wait, because when I come back, I want to hear about your first time ever on stage.
Okay?
Yes. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with Ashley, and we're going to hear about, lots of questions for you on our Facebook message group.
I'm
so
very excited.
We're with Ashley. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
That front neck, just look at her front and back. Man, she's so sad, and she know that I want that. Her man, she's so
the Kelly Mano Show.
Come on, pimp juice.
Oh, yeah. Hoss, do you know why I'm playing pimp juice right now?
Are you going to pimp us out?
Because I'm pimping us out.
Yeah.
Did you know that Hoss and Kelly Mano are available to host your event?
That's truth.
Yeah. I mean, if you need us to host your trivia night, your celebrity gala.
Bar mitzvahs.
Circumcisions.
Births.
Yes. If you want us to live broadcast your birth, we will do it for you.
Dinosaur costumes cost extra.
They do. They cost a little bit extra. But if you have an event coming up, whether it's a trivia night or a charity event or something that you are looking for an MC or somebody to run the show, Hoss and I pimp each other out.
That's true.
For a small fee that goes to feed starving children.
In my belly.
If you are interested to hire myself and Hoss to come out and host your event, make sure you email the show, heykelly@kellymano.com. We would love to hear from you.
No event is too big. No fee is too big.
No pimp cup is too large.
That's true.
Pimp juice, baby. Hire Kelly and Hoss.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
One, two, three, into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. We are back with Ashley, our stripper slash exotic dancer, however you want to be PC about it. And before we went to break, we were talking about what it was like your first time on stage. Because I would imagine, no matter how confident you are now, you know, there had to be a time in your life where you were scared, maybe?
Oh, God, I was frightened.
So frightened.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, first of all, how do you get the job? Do you have to go? I would assume that you have to go audition.
Yes, you do. You do.
And when you go audition, is there one person sitting there watching you? Is there five people?
It really depends on when you go in there. Like, you could go in there during the day, during the week, on a Wednesday at like 1:30 p.m. and there's maybe like four stragglers in the club.
Right.
But the managers want to see you get up there and see if you're going to actually be able to move, because believe it or not, a lot of us cannot dance. We prance around all cute in our little outfits and stick our butt out, you know? That's what we do. But,
well, will you go in for your audition, I guess, mm-hmm. or your interview?
Yes.
Do you plan a dance in advance? Do they play like a certain song for you?
They ask you what kind of music you like, because, you know, certain people get certain, like me, I've got tattoos, I've got my face all pierced and stuff, and at the time I had really fun hair, and it's boring now.
Do you remember what you danced to for your audition?
My first song that I danced to, I told them anything from like the 90s, like some 90s rock and roll or some kind of classic rock.
Okay.
And I got up there and he played, what was it? Angry Chair by Alice in Chains was my first song I ever danced to. And then it instantly calmed me down, because it's my second favorite band. Nirvana is my first.
I saw them Friday night.
Ugh, jealous, but not with Lane Staley.
No, but the new guy, even though he obviously doesn't look like him, oh my God. If you close your eyes,
yeah, I've heard
he sounds just like him.
But yeah, I got up there and that song started playing. I was like, all right, you know what? I watched enough girls because I wanted to watch how they moved first.
Had you been in a lot of strip clubs
I had never been into a strip club before I went there to audition.
That was going
to
be my question. That's crazy.
And it took my girlfriend, the one that I talked to about it, it took her about 2 months after that conversation to actually get me into the club to check it out. She's like, just come up one day when I'm working, check it out. It's not. And I was just like, because at first I had that, like the stigma against strippers.
Sure.
And
right.
I thought that they were all that stereotype. I was like, well, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I've never even smoked a cigarette. And she's like, Nobody cares. Like, we don't.
So when like, I guess the song is over, is it like a normal interview when they're like, okay, we'll call you in a few days and let you know?
No, they let you know right then and there.
Wow.
And the girls that they say, like, we'll call you in a few days, you're never going to
get called.
You're never going to get called.
Okay. And so I would assume that you don't tell your parents that you're auditioning.
Actually, I did.
So you, before you even went in for the audition.
Yes, because I was doing my waitressing thing first and I was just like, you know, guys, like, I've been thinking about this, like, you know that I'm a good student, you know that I don't drink, you know that I'm not some big slut, you know.
Did they, I'm sure any parent would have some kind of apprehension.
Of course.
I'm sure they weren't like, sure, honey.
Oh,
we
no.
We'll try the over. Let's go now.
Yeah. Not at all. Like, but they were just like, you know what? Like, you're growing up, like, I don't think that they thought I was going to last very long because I'm a really strong girl. Like,
right.
If somebody says something to me I don't like, I can kill you with a look. Like, right. I don't even have to. I'm a Medusa. Like, I don't even have to say anything. I'll look at you and you'll be like, I'm not going to screw with that girl.
Right.
So, but I guess you start right away. Like, you got the job.
After I did my audition, they're like, and it was a Sunday when I went in for my audition. It was Sunday night, probably around 8 p.m. And they were like, you know, if you want to stay here and work, I will never forget the amount of money I made that night.
How much was it?
$917.
Shut up.
My first night ever dancing.
How? At that point, you got to be like, this is the best decision I have ever made in my life.
I was really, really, like, torn between it because I really had fun doing that job. Like,
sure.
A couple of guys are like, oh, it's the new girl. So, you know, they tried to push limits a little more. And I was like, like, that, you know, I know that, some of the girls do it. No, the hell they don't.
Yeah,
like,
that's always the rumor.
But I remember getting home that night, and at first I cried because I was like, I can't believe I did this. Like, yes, I had fun, but I can't believe I did this. And then I counted how much I made. It was $917, and I was like, yeah, I'll be there Thursday.
So, I'm sorry, we have so many questions, but I have one already from our chat group from Kim, who said, you know, do you feel trapped by the money now? And that was going to be one of my questions.
Great question.
Where do you see yourself in 15 years? Because it's going to be hard to transition from a job where you make this much money to one where you don't.
Well, see, that's actually a really big untrue thing, too, because I do have a second job. And I don't make near the money at this second job that I do dancing at all. And it is waitressing. I go in and I work at a family restaurant, so I've probably served you your chicken strips.
Nice!
And I can guarantee not one of those people where I made their kids laugh, where I brought them their refills and talked to them about hockey, have they ever thought that I was possibly a dancer, ever.
So you think that that's, you know...
I'm not trapped by this money whatsoever. There have been times, actually, last year, I took about 7 months off work.
Good for you.
Because I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm burnt out. I've been doing this a long time.
We all get burnt out.
Everybody does. But it's the same thing with us. Like, you are in no way... And I don't care what job it is. Mine especially. You are in no way trapped by any job, by any amount of money.
Right.
It's all like, if you love yourself... You are going to give yourself a break. And if you want to do something different and never look back to dancing, that's what I'm going to do someday.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'll miss the money. I'll miss going to get massages twice a week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to afford that, you know.
Makes me want to start dancing.
Nobody wants to see you dance.
I
disagree. Yeah, no, I disagree. You know, a lot of women think that you got to look like a Barbie doll. I in no way have blonde hair, a tan, and size D boobs,
you
know.
You're cute and you're small.
There are women that I dance with that are, you know, 40 years old that you know, have their wrinkles. There are women there with cellulite, with huge asses and, like, saggy boobs. Like, men come in. Some younger men want to hang out with an older woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Some guys come in and they want to see a girl that looks like an 18-year-old, like, virgin girl next door type thing. I mean, there everybody's got their thing.
Got to be probably somewhere in the middle for
me. But there are women all shapes and sizes that do my job. And a lot of girls are like, oh, nobody want to see me. I'd be like, you'd be surprised. A lot of those girls make a lot more than me.
Yeah.
Do you know any, like, really funny strippers? Like the really overweight ones, like a gag stripper? If somebody started doing that, they would make so much money.
Have you guys ever heard of Little Sassy Cassie?
Is that a little person?
The little two-foot tall girl her boyfriend carries around like
a
baby?
Is she in St. Louis? Fantastic.
No, she's not in St. Louis. She's a traveling dancer, and she makes way more than any of us.
That's amazing.
Okay. Like, being a feature entertainer, you're guaranteed like $2,000 a night just from the club.
Okay, Hoss's 40th birthday is coming up. I need Sassy Cassie's phone number.
No. Right?
Okay.
The girls, seriously, the girls that like are the more like fetishy type girls, like the really, really big girls that like you got to have somebody hold up their tits for them type thing, you know? Like, it's.
Sorry, I'm constantly just fascinated by everything that comes out of your mouth. Because, again, this is why we do this and interview, you know, people with neat jobs. And I feel like I have, like, a billion questions. But
One thing I just want to get out of the way before anybody asks. I know how to do math. That stupid stripper that says, oh, 2 + something divided by something. Screw it. I'm just going to be a stripper. Like,
saw that.
Well, I would imagine you'd have to do
math because I can read. Oh, yeah.
More than anyone else, you got to be tight with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're getting all cash.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Now, what? Okay, Samara wants to know if you have ever been surprised by a guest in your audience. I'm sure at some point in 9 years, somebody has walked in, whether it's been a former teacher, an uncle, something. What is, like, your biggest horror story of somebody who came in and you were getting ready to go on stage?
Biggest horror story, actually. I was on stage. It was a busy Saturday night, and this was maybe about 3 years ago. I had this history teacher when I was in high school that I really liked. It was really awesome, like, to me. And all of a sudden, I get up on stage, and I'm sitting there walking around in my thong. I have my dress in my hands, all of my cash in my bucket. It was a really good stage set.
Right.
And I get off, and then I look, and I'm just like, oh, my God, Mr.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I'm not going to say the name just in case. But he was just like, oh, my God, Ashley Ryan? And I was like, yeah, but that's not my name here. My name here is Mary Kate. And he's like, you can't tell anybody you saw me here. Like,
wow.
Apparently, yeah. Like,
probably a moral clause.
Oh, more than likely. Like, but.
And I'm sure you see maybe like familiar faces in the St. Louis area.
Oh,
of
course.
We're not going to name because we can get in a lot of trouble for that.
Uh-huh.
But whether it's.
And that's one thing that us as dancers, and like actually everybody in the clubs don't do, like, we're tight lipped. You know, if you come in, it's supposed to be like, we're called dream girls for a reason.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you want to go out and say a woman wants to go out with the girls and just hang out at a strip club and just let loose for a night. Or like a guy wants to get away from his wife or whatever kind of drama at home. Or they're totally freaking happy and they come in together. But you come in, like, you're supposed to be able to have fun in confidence and confidentially.
Yeah.
So.
And that's one of the things, at least for me, I've had a number of my friends over the last few years get married, and what's funny to me is that it doesn't matter how cool and down to earth a friend of mine's fiance can be, every time it comes to the bachelor party, it's like, don't you dare go to a strip club.
See, this is
why.
This is one thing that I actually talk about all the time. This is probably one of the biggest reasons that I was referred to you guys,
right?
Because people be like, well, my guy doesn't need to go to a damn strip club. Like, but what does he get there that he doesn't get home? What does he... Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's absolutely nothing. It's the fact that you're there.
Right.
And you can have so much fun and act a damn fool and not have to worry about being judged.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, there seems to be this misconception that if the price is right...
And if you have
the right illegal substance on you,
right.
Oh my gosh, yes,
things can happen in the back, and I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Well, there's 2 points I want to make when it comes to that. One is going back to the bachelor party type thing. I just want to say this and get it out there. Like, I trust my fiance at a strip club before I will ever trust him at a damn bar, because girls go to bars, they get drunk, they're looking for good looking guys.
Yep.
When you walk into my club. And I will stand next to all my sisters that are dancers on this. Mm-hmm. You all look like Benjamin Franklin to us.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if you're a guy, a girl, young or old. We want nothing to do with your man's penis. We want his paycheck from that week.
Well, I'm telling you.
Sorry. Like,
I used to watch it back when I used to do my weekly remote. Mm-hmm. I would sit back and watch girls just roll dudes. Just ATM them.
That's what
we bankroll people. Like, but, we do.
It's insane.
But listen, but to counter what you said, not everybody wants the kind of lifestyle where they go to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Like, Jimmy and I didn't go to strip clubs for when we got married. Fine. And I don't think that either of us would have wanted to, just because it's not our thing. And it's not, if I don't want my husband going to a strip club, it's not because I don't trust him or because I think that he's going to like slip or something and get in the back. It's just not in our daily.
But that's fine. That's the same thing as like somebody likes going to really crowded, upbeat, lively bars like that. And then like me seeing myself as a dive bar type of person.
That's
like,
fine.
It is different because, you know, like, we're not stupid. We know that our husbands, God, I'm the only girl in here. I'm looking around for anybody else. I mean, as far as these two on this side.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, Jimmy has a, like, a big crush on Selma Hayek and all this. So I know that he gets, fantasizes about other girls or loves them, but I think it's different to think about your husband being turned on by somebody right in front of him. And like I said, for some people, that's just not their thing, and that's okay.
Right.
You know, so I want to...
Well, I get that.
Just because I don't go to a strip club or don't want Jimmy to go doesn't mean like I'm a prude, and it doesn't mean that I think that strip clubs are bad places.
But I think that's different than saying you can't go because I know what happens
exactly
there.
because all of the girls that say I know what happens there, those are the people that have no idea what the hell's going on
and
there.
I have no
idea every time,
which is why you're here. I'm so glad, because I've been to one strip club only, and it was when I was in college, and I've told Haas about this.
Yeah.
It nearly turned into porn on stage. I was like, what?
Was that a local one?
Yes,
but see, you have those bad clubs, you really do. Like, you have those clubs where, like, I walk in, and me as a dancer, I walk in, and I'm like, oh, my God, I would never do that. Like,
well, and then finally, because I'm like, I grew up a dancer, like, being a pom-pom girl, you know. And
I was a cheerleader.
See, well, finally, the featured dancer came out, and I actually liked her because she had an outfit and a music and a thing, and it was adorable. And even though she still ended up naked at the end.
Right.
And I'm like, at least I can appreciate this.
Well, that's why I get so much business at Penthouse, which is where I work, right there next to Pops. But people will come in, they'll see, you know, my topless and my nude Twitter and stuff, and they come in, they're like, oh, you know, if I mention Mary Kate tonight, like, I get in for free, like, if they follow me or follow the club and stuff. But they come in and they, like, I get the smoke machines, I get the light shows.
That's awesome.
Well, because I get up there and I don't just dance, I entertain, I do my pull tricks, I work my ass off. Because you see the girls that just sit there like this and talk to customers, and me, when I get off stage, I'm sweating. I have to go in the back and redo my makeup, and they're like, when are you on again? I'm like, I got 2 hours, guys.
So what?
A rock and roll show.
Yeah, it is. It's like a light show.
That's cool. What do you guys talk about in the background? Is it just like how, like, doctors are performing surgery and they're talking about, like, the baseball game that day?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go back there and you're not talking about your work, right?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, we'll sit there. I mean, somebody would be like, man, I just did a dance with this customer and something happened and something happened. And then I turned around and I was just like, what the hell? You know, like, there will be
sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while. But when we sit back there, it's just like, hey, like, so how are your kids doing? Oh, like,
what color is your nail polish?
I was on Facebook the other day and my daughter saw your hair again when it used to be green. Right. I used to have bright green hair and looked like a mermaid. She'd be like, mom, when's your mermaid friend coming over?
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Like, we sit there and then they ask, like, how our vacation went. Well, not really vacation, but we go down to Nashville to see his son. And they're like, so we saw your guys' pictures. It looked like you had so much fun. Oh, my gosh, he looks so much like his dad. And
nice.
Like, it's just, it's normal, like, the same conversation you would hear in a break room at an office.
Sure.
All right, well, I have two more questions.
Okay.
And then if anybody else has one, they can jump in. You know what? You want to jump on Facebook Live and make sure we're not missing. Oh, you can see it. Good. So first question is, what is, like, the weirdest tax write-off, like, at the end of the year? Like, do you get to write off, like, tanning, Brazilian waxes, thong underwear?
I say, do you keep all of your Victoria's Secret receipts?
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Oh, yeah. I mean, you, like, anything that's really, like, beauty products, you can use as that. And, like, for the first year that I was dancing, you could write off your mileage on your car.
Really?
Yeah, to get to and from work. I know. That was always a really, really good one, especially for the traveling dancers. We have girls that come from, like, 2-3 states away.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Come in from, like, Chicago or...
Like, Indianapolis?
Who lives in New Orleans.
Yeah, one of our
friends. Do you guys have sister clubs that, like, you guys will do, like, dancer exchanges and stuff?
No, not really. Because, like, Penthouse, like, we have the sister clubs. Like, it used to be PT Sports. Now it's Country Rock Cabaret.
Right.
And then we have the PTs that was in Brooklyn and PT Centerville.
Right.
But, like, you know, it's kind of like a tiered thing. Like...
Sure.
I'm not saying that any of the dancers...
We were just talking about that earlier, about how, like, there's Sauget... Centerville and Brooklyn. You're like, double A ball, triple A ball,
yeah,
major leagues.
And they're like, so like, does your guys' like D team work over there? I'm like, you know, I freaking guess.
Yeah.
I guess so, because like anytime I've ever talked about like traveling to clubs, they're like, you are not allowed. And they made me sign a modeling contract to be able to release my pictures and all that stuff for the magazine.
Wow.
And I know, which is really the thing. So this is my second year doing that. I actually have a photo shoot coming up.
That's awesome.
After mid-May. Yeah. So
cool.
Magazine stuff's cool. But
how do your parents feel about it now?
Well, since I kept my promise to them, I always told them, even with my new Twitter, it's at Mary Kate Keller on Twitter. But
and that is the nude one, right?
That is the nude one.
Safe for
that
kids.
Is not at all.
Mary Kate Keller.
Mary
is it
Kate Keller.
K-E-L-L-E-R.
Yeah, like Helen Keller. I make a lot of really mean Helen Keller jokes. So when they told me that I had to pick a last name, I was like, well, I'm not going to use my real last name. Like, what sounds good? And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, Mary Kate Keller.
So Mary Kate Keller.
But I promised them, and before I even started this nude Twitter, I was like, my booty hole is not going to be shown. And what's between my legs is not going to be shown.
So you'll
see me sitting cross-legged, fully nude, with my boobs out, my butt hanging out, my booty crack and
no
everything.
No close-ups.
None of that. Like, I don't, like, people will be like, why don't you post pictures of you using toys? I'm like, because I'm not a cam girl. No offense
right.
to them.
Right.
If I wanted to do that, that's what I would do, you
right.
know?
I get it.
Wow. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. My last question is, like, has anything really embarrassing ever happened to you on stage? Like,
actually,
has the pole ever fell over like Jamie Lee Curtis in that movie? Or?
I thankfully have never had a pole accident like that, but the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me actually just happened this past Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
I call my time of the month Shark Week. And Shark Week happened to bite right in the middle of stage time on Thursday.
Oh, no.
So I thought I was just sweating because I was dancing really hard. Thank God I had black underwear on. So I go running to the bathroom to clean myself up. You know what? I looked fine. And then I went pee and I was like, oh, okay, Jaws, get out of here. So I had to leave, go home, shower, clean myself up and everything, and then go back to work.
So wait a minute.
This was my question. So you don't take that time off?
No. Oh, my gosh. The stripper tips and tricks I could teach you with that.
Do you just...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now wait. I got a girl question.
What's
so
that?
Do you just use a tampon and be discreet where you put the string?
Well, see, me, I don't use tampons. I use cups.
So oh,
you
that
don't
little
see
girly.
Anything, which is a total different conversation.
Yes.
It really is.
It is.
But before I ever use those, I've been using them for about 5.5, 6 years. Before I ever use those, we will cut the tampon string, so you do have to reach up and get it.
It's like the old OB, no applicator.
Yeah, or you can tuck the string in, which is what a lot of girls would opt to do just in case. But yeah,
wow.
We just
all right.
make sure it's hidden.
Tell everybody again real quick where they can come see you dance and if there's any specific nights that you're usually there.
I work at the Penthouse Gentlemen's Club over in Sauget, Illinois,
okay.
right across the river, right next door to Pop's Nightclub. And I'm usually there Thursday days from noon to 8, and then Friday and Saturday nights from about 10 p.m. to 6 in the morning. We're
all
open
right.
till 6 in the morning.
Well, you've been awesome. We stick
Thank
around
you.
At another break. We're not even going to talk about stripper stuff. We're just talking about normal stuff.
Okay, I mean, if it's about food, I'm so down.
Nice.
Because I really like my food.
All right. We'll be right back.
Really?
Yeah, he's a chef.
Well, I'm a starter chef. I'm going to school at Hickey College in the Culinary Institute there, and I also work as a line cook at a tavern in Central West End.
Okay.
So it's
awesome.
Like a higher class type food,
it's
but a
good.
More casual setting.
I can't even
Man.
Look at their menu. It really, really
yeah.
picks me
This is like my
out.
Perfect
yeah.
show.
Strippers
naked,
and my good
Naked
food.
Women, food,
hey,
and hockey.
Oh,
well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is newly brought to you by Loot Crate.
Yeah,
it is
boy.
Your number one go-to for dorks, geeks, and gamers everywhere. I know very little about it, but Hoss knows a lot
I
about
know a
it.
Lot because I am a subscriber.
It is like... So basically, you get this monthly shoebox of fun that comes to your front door.
Yep.
And you open it up, and inside it is like dork heaven.
100%. It's everything from comic book stuff to movie stuff, TV, pop
right.
culture.
Because they work directly with places like Nintendo, Star Wars, Marvel. They work with the big names.
Yep.
So if you've got a birthday coming up for maybe like a nephew or a grandson or a son or like, you know, even like a...
single old guy like me.
A single old guy like you...
you could get them a gift and then say, surprise, guess what? This is going to keep coming for the next month.
Yep.
For 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. The best part about Loot Crate is that you decide when it starts and ends. There's absolutely no contract. You can get it for as low as $12 a month. Kelly Mano listeners always get extra discounts, so you have to use a certain website. It's lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano. Hoss, how do you spell that for them?
LOOTCRATE.com/Kelly Mano.
And is that a backslash or a regular slash?
I don't think it matters.
It's one that goes up from the right upper corner to the left lower.
You'll figure out. If one doesn't work, use the other.
I thought right upper to left lower was the forward slash.
Me too.
Sure.
Me too. Good
job. And I'll tell you what I'll do next week I will bring in some of the stuff from my last couple of loot crates that either like aren't going to fit me or might like be for like an audience, not for me, and we'll give them away to.
And I just want to point out that a stripper had to correct you on grammar. So
get it together.
Educated.
It's because I gave some lab dances to an English teacher the other night.
Go to lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano and sign up today.
Come on,
joy. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show here with Hoss, producer Gary, and Ashley was nice enough to stick around.
Yeah.
And Hoss had this crazy idea that we should play a game that Hoss and I have played before called Never Have I Ever.
I think it's a cool thing. I think it's something we should do with like all cool guests.
Well, I think
or at least our unusual job guests.
I think that is a good idea. So Never Have I Ever, how you play is that we've got all these cards. And so one at a time, me and Hoss and Ashley are going to draw them.
Oh my.
And you're gonna say out loud, never have I ever. You read what's on the card. And if you have done it, you say, that's going on my wall of shame. And if not, you say, nope, discard. And the first person to have five cards in front of them, whoever creates their wall of shame first, is the winner slash loser, however you want to determine that.
The pile of crap of the group.
Right, but it is like NHL shootout style to where everybody gets an equal amount of turns.
Yeah.
And since I am the host of the show, we will see. Wouldn't it be funny if I beat Ashley?
That'd be awesome.
Uh-huh.
If the minivan mom, like with three kids in Catholic school, like beats the stripper at Never Have I Ever.
Be awesome.
That'd be awesome. All right, we're going
to
make you
these?
A plaque. I'll make you a plaque.
Will
you? Yeah,
that would be awesome. All right, so I'm going to start so I can remind everybody how we're doing. And how do our levels look over there, Gary?
Levels
are we good?
Look fantastic.
All right, so I will tell you how to do it. First person to make five is the winner slash loser. This is Kelly. Never have I ever spiked the puncher, given someone Everclear, and didn't tell them. No, I have not.
That sounds like a very Kelly Mano thing.
It does, doesn't it? I don't think I have, though.
All right, Hoss. Never have I ever gotten something for free and then pretended like I bought it and gave it to someone as a gift. Oh, 100%.
Oh, my God.
All right.
100%.
Ashley, off the top.
Okay. Tried to hide something from hotel housekeeping. Oh, man, I've done that. Dang it.
Like if you've got toys or something, you don't want them to see
it. Oh, certainly. Yeah. Especially in Vegas. Oh, man.
Oh, I just came back.
Oh, man.
I only travel with my family, so it's like, why would I hide the Elmo toothbrush?
There's a card in there with your freaking name on it. I know there is.
Trust me, there is.
Never have I ever had uncontrollable gas at work. I mean, I fart on Gary all the time.
That would have been a fantastic one for you to get, just to shoot the answer.
Oh, my God. Ask me about that later.
All right, Hoss. I'll just hold it. You take the top card.
Hoss. Never have I... Well, obviously... You know what? I need a different one, because this one...
Is it
one
a girl card?
It's a girl card.
Sometimes it's a question about, like, a penis or a vagina. So.
It was about a bra.
Okay, there you go.
Never have I ever been such a hot mess that I found myself with no phone, no money, no friends, and still had to get
home.
That's
a girl one.
No.
I'll
draw
again. That is such a girl one.
You think? Okay, one more for us.
Never have I been caught dancing in front of a mirror. Or been caught dancing naked in front of a mirror. Been caught? No.
Discard. All right, Ashley, right there from the top.
Okay, never have I ever, hosted a party and had someone vomit pee on my furniture. Dang it. man.
You have?
Yeah.
Two for two.
What kind of friends did you have?
They used to be really crappy.
Okay.
They did. And I hope they hear this.
Yeah. When I was in high school once, I was drunk and I threw up in a guy's vent.
Like, oh.
In his floor. I felt so bad.
Like the floor vent?
The floor vent.
Oh.
Because it came so fast and I didn't know what to do.
I grabbed somebody else's purse once thinking it was mine and puked. No. I know. I had to replace her phone and everything. But yes. I didn't like her secretly.
And it was it was his parents' house. And I'm like, my kids are never having parties. Because, pulled out the vent, barfed. And it was winter. So, you know,
that guy's
there.
House smelled like hot garbage for the next 6 months.
Oh. All right. Never have I ever clogged an acquaintance's toilet. No, I don't think I've clogged an... What is an acquaintance? Like a friend?
It's like somebody...
Someone you don't really know.
God, yeah.
Well, you went to, a friend of a friend's party.
On the rig. I was somewhere the other day and had to text Jimmy. I'm like, how do I use a plunger?
Nice.
Oh my God. He was giving me step-by-step.
And then all of a sudden, everything's gone. And you wonder why it couldn't... Yes. Why it couldn't flush in the first place.
Never have I ever sent a nude photo to the wrong person. Yep.
What? You take naked pictures of yourself?
It doesn't say it has to be a photo of you.
That's true.
Whatever. Don't try to sugarcoat it, Buster.
No. Here's what happened. Full disclosure. Yeah. I totally got a nude picture from a chick who I thought was hot. Went to send it to my buddy, whose name was very close to the name of the girl I was dating.
And you sent it.
And I sent naked pic of one chick to another chick.
And then you had a mini heart attack.
And then I was
I always
had to be like, how do I spin this? How do I spin this?
I always check my screenshots and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, did I send that to the person I'm making fun of? And I think that I'm going to get screwed.
And that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, okay.
In airplane mode next time
while
it's still sending. Oh,
oh that's right.
It.
If you put it in airplane mode.
That's how you do it. Now I know. Yeah.
I
learned
you have to
today.
Be fast, though.
Yeah, yes. If you realize it, and because it takes a minute to send a picture, and it's connected to really good Wi-Fi. Yeah, just hit airplane mode, and it'll just shut your phone down.
I learned something today.
Cancel that text out.
All right, so mine is never have I ever faked an orgasm, and I
who
have done
hasn't?
Yeah.
I
have.
All right. Never.
It wasn't with you, honey.
Yeah,
I swear.
Never have I ever stolen someone's holiday decorations off of their lawn. Yes,
no, that's a Kelly Mano card.
That is so a Kelly Mano card.
Are we tied right now?
Yeah, we're tied.
We are tied.
Never have I ever taken a shower with at least two people. I'm going to pass it. I mean, I could say yes because college is group showers, but that's not what they mean.
Right. All right.
Truth. Okay. Never have I ever put a bachelor party on my credit card and never got paid back. No, I've never done that.
All right. Discard.
It sucks.
Never have I ever worn a dirty bra and sprayed it with perfume so it doesn't smell.
There you go. That was the card I drew.
I did it last night.
You got four. I got three.
All right. Awesome.
Never have I ever used clothing to enhance a body part. We talked about this.
You and your four tube size.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
All right, Ashley.
Okay.
Am I beating all of you?
Yep. Yeah.
Never have I ever done the walk of shame. Believe it or not, I have never done a walk of shame.
Really?
I have never done a walk of shame.
All right.
Good for you.
And it was like a 3-mile walk.
Kelly,
oh my God.
Kelly for the win / loss.
I'm for the win, but you guys still have to go. Oh my God, but you can't catch me.
No.
For the record, most of mine were about poop.
That's true. But we'll still go, but yeah, if you win, you win.
Never have I ever delivered a silent but deadly in a crowded room and asked my God.
Damn it.
Why
was all of yours about butt?
Seriously, I cut the cards like four times. And
apparently you cut the cheese too.
Go ahead and finish the round.
Smoked a joint in the office bathroom.
Not
in the office bathroom.
Okay, and here's mine. Never have I ever accidentally forwarded an email to a coworker that talked shit about them. Well, I mean, does text message count?
Yeah,
I think
it
should.
So.
Yes. Okay, I've definitely done that.
All right. So
I took last. I won last time.
Right. So the final score is, listen, I'm so lame. Mine is about farting, pooping, stealing Christmas decorations, wearing dirty underwear, and farting again.
Oh, my God. Nice. You're so gross.
I know,
you
right?
You're gross.
Mine's about giving away stuff that I got for free and sending nudies.
Yes. Okay. What were mine?
Good
faking
Lord.
An orgasm, forwarding shit-talking stuff, hosting a party, and having someone be gross on my furniture and hiding something from hotel housekeeping.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you, Ashley, so much for joining the show.
Of course.
That you had fun.
I did. I had a blast.
Yeah. So, we just like to interview people with cool jobs. And your Twitter account, your nude Twitter, is @MaryKateKeller.com.
Yes.
So does Twitter have, like, can you have nude stuff on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, you can have anything.
Oh, yeah,
Twitter is
Thunderdome.
But you can have Facebook. It's Facebook and Instagram that
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But on Twitter.
Anything goes. Anything goes. So I mean, unless it's, like, really, really bad stuff, like
the violence child, or, yeah. Okay.
Stuff like that.
Perfect. Well, we've had a lot of fun, so we're going to take a picture with you that we can post on our website at kellymano.com. Don't forget. I suddenly turned English. I'm British. If you like the show, share the show. We are up to 2 shows a week, every week, Monday and Thursday. Brand new Kelly Mano Show episodes for you at kellymano.com. If you want to see a picture, Ashley, a safe for work one.
Correct.
Yes, it'll be at my website later today, the not safe for work one. We've plugged at Mary Kate Keller on Twitter. And it's been a lot of fun. So we'll be back Monday with another brand new show for you guys. Hoss and Gary will not be nearly as excited about that one. Oh, wait, we missed a question for Ashley earlier.
What's that?
Some guy named Chris Frank wants to know if you like tall guys.
That's weird. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I do wear tall heels, so
there
I guess tall.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until next week, we love you so much. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. Hoss, anything for the guys.
Let's go, Blues!
Bah, bah, bah. See ya!
See ya!